Good evening. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore 89.1 FM. We're here every Sunday night to bring you some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz. I'm Kent Lindquist, the co-host for The Feeling of Jazz, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. And we're here for a two-hour session. We'll take a break for the news at the top of the hour for about 5 minutes and back for a second hour, so I hope you'll stick around. Our highlight artist of the week is tenor sax band Ike Quebec. He's one of these overlooked, underrated tenor sax men that didn't get a lot of play during his career, but he did cut some fine albums for Blue Note Records. He started out in the mid-40s as a tenor man in the Cab Calloway band, kind of dropped out of sight for several years and gigged around, and then he caught the ear of Lion and Wolf, who were the owners and producers of Blue Note Records, and they brought Ike in and did some fine, he did some fine albums, and they were so impressed by him that he was also an artist and repertoire or A&R man for the Blue Note Records and oversaw a lot of their recordings by other artists. So we're going to explore Ike's Blue Note repertoire tonight and kick it off with his Blue Note album, It Might As Well Be Spring, cut on the Blue Note label in 1961. And along with Ike, we've got Freddie Roach on organ, Milt Hinton on bass, who's affectionately called the Judge. They say the first record to come back from the moon, Milt would be on it because he cut so many records. And Al Hayward on drums. And this is from Showboat by Kernan Hammerstein, Old Man River. Mm-hmm. was our Spotlight Artist of the Week, tenor sax man Ike Quebec, from his Blue Note album, It Might As Well Be Spring. And we had Freddie Roach on organ backing up Ike, Bill Hinton on bass, Al Hurd on drums, and of course that was a song that's familiar to almost all of us from Showboat, Old Man River.
I'm going to start off with a number by the Chuck Hedges Quartet. It's on an Arbor's label CD entitled No Greater Love. Features Chuck on clarinet, Eddie Higgins on piano. Eddie spent many years as a house pianist at the London House in downtown Chicago. And we have Bob Haggard on bass, spent a lot of time with the world's greatest jazz band. And Gene Estes on drums. And they're going to do a Johnny Mercer, Jimmy Van Heusen tune entitled I Thought About You. Thank you. And it was, I thought about you, with the Chuck Hedges Quartet, Chuck on clarinet, Eddie Higgins on piano, Bob Haggard on bass, Gene Estes on drums. It's from a Arbor's CD entitled No Greater Love, released in 1993.
Going to continue to highlight the work of tenor sax man Ike Quebec. And next up is something from his Blue Note album, cut in 1961, Blue and Sentimental. And this is a little different ensemble. Besides Ike on tenor sax, brought in Grant Green on guitar, who was doing a lot of recording for Blue Note at that time under his own name. Paul Chambers on bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums. No, this is a pianist quartet. This little thing that was written by Ike Quebec called Minor Impulse. Thank you. Was a bored fade in the studio, in a Blue Note studio on that particular track that was not done here by this group. And that was from iQuebec's Blue Note album, Blue and Sentimental. And it was a pianoless quartet with, of course, our spotlight artist Ike on tenor sax. Some fine guitar work there by Grant Green. And two members of the Miles Davis quintet rhythm section at that time, Paul Chambers on bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums, little thing put together by iQuebec called Minor Impulse.
Well, next we'll hear from Paul Desmond, and he's going to be joined by the Modern Jazz Quartet. This session was put together right after Paul retired from the Dave Brubeck organization, and he was either looking for something to do, or they were looking for him, I'm not sure which. But they decided to do this session at Town Hall in New York City live on Christmas Day in 1971. And it features Paul on alto sax and the quartet, including John Lewis on piano, Milt Jackson on vibes, Percy Heath on bass, and Connie Kay on drums. And the tune is a Brooks Bowman tune entitled East of the Sun. Thank you. Of the Sun, featuring Paul Desmond on alto sax, along with the Modern Jazz Quartet, John Lewis on piano, Bill Jackson on vibes, Percy Heath on bass, Connie Kay on drums. That was recorded live at Town Hall in New York City in 1971, and was released on the Red Baron label, which is a Sony product, in 1993.
And now I introduce you to the ballad artistry of Ike Quebec from his Blue Note album called Easy Living, and that was cut in the Blue Note studio, actually Rudy Van Gelder's studio in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, in January of 1962, and Ike is backed up by Sonny Clark on piano, Milt Hinton on bass, Art Blankey on drums. Of course, Art Blakey was recording many, many records for Blue Note at that time with his Jazz Messengers organization. And this is Ike's rendition of a great George and Ira Gershwin standard, I've Got a Crush on You. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was a great rendition by our highlight artist, tenor sax man Ike Webeck, out of the Gershwin songbook, I've Got a Crush on You. And backing Ike on tenor sax was pianist Sonny Clark. Milt Hinton was back on bass, and the formidable Art Blakey, the leader of the Jazz Messengers, was there on drums.
Well, next we'll hear from a group headed up by Frank West, from a LP entitled Jazz for Playboys. Frank was a member of the Basie Band for a number of years and always liked his solos. They always seemed a bit smoother than in tone-wise than most tenor men of the era. In addition to Frank on tenor sax, we've got Kenny Burrell on solo guitar, Freddie Green on rhythm guitar, Eddie Jones on bass, and Gus Johnson on drums. All of the tunes in this album have somewhat of a Playboy flavor to them, some of which I decided I better stay away from. This tune's written by Robert Wright and George Forrest, and it's entitled Baubles, Bangles, and Beads. Thank you. And that was Bobbles, Bangles, and Beads. Some nice tenor guitar unison there. It featured Frank West on tenor sax, Kenny Burrell on guitar, Freddie Green on rhythm guitar, Eddie Jones on bass, and Gus Johnson on drums. From an LP entitled Jazz for Playboys, issued on the Atlantic label in 1957, then remastered and reissued on the Savoy label in the year 2000.
Well, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz here for the better part of the last hour, here on the Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM on your radio dial. And we hope you enjoyed the sounds. We're going to take a break now for the news at the top of the hour. It's only going to be about 5 minutes. And then we'll be back for a second hour. So hope you'll stick around for some more nice swinging sounds. We're going to close the show, the first hour of the show, out with our highlight artist of the week, Ike Quebec, from his Blue Note album, Heavy Soul. Ike is back with Freddie Roach on organ, the judge, Milt Hinton, on bass, Al Harewood on drums, and this little thing put together by Ike Quebec called Acquitted.